In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Ezekiel Jack Lopez.
Oh. It's not written down here, but for your dad as well? Oh, that is your dad. Oh, okay. Excellent. Wonderful. Well, today we have a special grace. Because do you know what today's feast day is? It's the feast of St. Dominic Guzman. I find it interesting that it seems only in the Spanish does it give the last name of this particular saint. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but it probably has something to do with the fact that he is a Spanish saint. St. Dominic Guzman is the founder of the Dominicans. The Dominicans who were formed in such a way that St. Dominic saw that there was a great heresy that was spreading all throughout Spain. And he himself said, why is it that this particular heresy continues to spread throughout all of our nation? And that it was of the Albigensians or the Cathars. And they had this particular belief that one could earn salvation by their good works alone. Their good works alone. And by doing that, had all sorts of other heretical beliefs that would creep into it. And St. Dominic said, Dominic Guzman said, it can't be this. It can't be this. So he began preaching just in his local area in the way that he could against their particular vices. And such he attracted one of the bishops who was around. And the bishop said, I'll join you too. So he and a bishop went from city to city, from town to town, preaching and strongly trying to convert people to say, no, don't follow by these Cathars. Don't follow by these Albigensians. They're giving you the wrong idea of who Jesus is and how to acquire salvation. How to acquire salvation. One of the messages that they were given by recognizing around, they said, look, these people are converting people because of their holy ways of life. They are fasting far worse than we are. Fasting far more, I should say. That they are giving themselves up to impoverished lives far more than we are, and we look like we're not being listened to because their life more conforms to a radical nature than ours does. And so what did St. Dominic do? He said to the bishop, we got to do more than they do. We got to be more radical in our belief than they do. We've got to live it out far more, like we trust that God is going to catch us on the other side of this life than they are. And so they did. Not only that, but through their devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, whose vesture we wear today, particularly because St. Dominic had a profound devotion to the Blessed Virgin, the Mother, the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of Peace. And through that, Our Lady handed him and said, with this tool, you will conquer souls. With this tool, you will draw souls perfectly to Christ. Does anybody know what that tool was? I know you do, because you use it every day. That's the tool of the rosary, Our Lady's rosary. She came down from heaven and said, here is my psalter, here are my beads, here, pray this prayer, pray the angelic salutation, the Hail Mary, here, and pray them, divided into the five mysteries. On each one, that would be a chaplet of my rosary. And with it, meditate upon the 15 mysteries of my son's life and two of my existence, and this will lead souls into perfect contemplation of my son. And that will lead them into perfect worship of my son. And in this way, you will keep souls secured for salvation. Pray the rosary and see what it does for souls, not just your own, but for those for whom you care for and trust. So I want to impress you in particular today the 15 messages of the rosary given to Alain de la Roche, one of the Dominicans, in the 15th century, and also share with you one story which I believe St. Alphonsus Liguori records. St. Alphonsus Liguori records this in his Glories of Mary, a great book. It's really thick about how amazing Our Lady is. If you ever have an opportunity to read it, it's very thick. It's a very large book. But you'll always come back more built up in Christ and deeper confidence in Our Lady. In fact, it's probably the greatest work ever written, declaring the great beauty of Our Lady, Alphonsus de Liguori. What is written there, one particular story that he records for us is this. He says there was a particular man who every day was given to a great grace that happened upon him. A particular monkey came to live with him, an actual physical monkey. And that monkey did all sorts of amazing things for him. This monkey would prepare his food for him when he was hungry. This monkey would go out there and do all sorts of chores for him, filling him with delight in this way, so he had less to do. This monkey was serving his needs. And when one day he was visited by the priest came by his house and he said, oh, you're here. I've got to show you something that's going on within my house. I've got to show you my monkey. And the priest said, you have a monkey? Where'd you get a monkey from? This was at the time when the New World was recently discovered, and so, of course, certain individuals did have monkeys that were around, and he was surprised to hear. He said, yes, he does everything for me. He does this and he does that. He helps me eat. He prepares all these things for me, and so I'm able to live in such a way. And the priest said, I don't know if that's what normal monkeys do. Normal monkeys don't do things like this. And so he went in with a bit of skepticism. And sure enough, he went into the room and searched and searched and searched and tried to find this monkey. And the monkey could nowhere be found until the priest himself called out to God and said, Lord God, If there be a monkey who is here, who is doing such things, expose him, show him where he is. And at that, the monkey was found to be hiding in the corner. And at this, he saw the monkey beginning to perform some of those particular acts that were there, and seeing it, he said, this can't be right. Pulling from his pocket, he took holy water and threw it at the monkey. And in that, the monkey shrieked and all of a sudden revealed himself to be who he is, the most wicked, heinous demon that any of the priests or that man had ever seen in his life. So afraid was the man, but the priest stood firm, knowing that God's power was stronger. And he rebuked the demon, who was posing to be a monkey at that time, and said, why is it that you here, you demon, have come here to serve this particular man? What is it about this one that you are seeking to do here? He had to confess the truth, because he was abjured by a holy man. And so he told him, I have been with this man day after day after day, day after day after day, because he wears the rosary, because he keeps a rosary upon his person, and every single day he prays but a single decade of it. And I was given a charge by Satan that the moment that he ceases to pray, the day that he fails to pray the decade of the rosary that he has there, that I will come and claim his life and drag him down to hell. But every day, even though he's been promised to pray the rosary every day, he only prays a single decade. Well, that decade is enough to keep me at bay. And every day I wait for the moment when he fails to pray that decade even, and then I will drag him down to hell. After that, the priest rebuked him and cast him out from that place, and the man took the lesson to heart, knowing that he should not pray but merely the single decade, but to pray the entirety of the rosary every day. And so it is. One of these recorded stories of St. Alphonsus de Liguori, who records no lies, there it was the single decade that kept him from being drugged down to hell. And so for you and I, despite our faults and our difficulties and our struggles, to daily pray our rosary, that even if we should pray, do follow through on our promises so poorly, that even through that poor recitation, even of the single decade of the rosary, it's enough to stave off the forces of the evil one. Yet you and I should not be content with the idea that you and I can slack off even to such a bit, but rather to pray the entirety of the rosary of Our Lady each and every day, to keep our scapular promise, that we will pray it every day, and so thereby receive the promises that Our Lady gives. And I'm going to read to you what those 15 promises are now, so that we can be all the more strong in our devotion to Our Lady. What does she say that she will grant to those who pray the rosary? The first promise is that those who faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary receive signal graces, which means they'll receive graces to know them, make sure that they know that they're on the path to salvation. The second promise is that I will promise my special protection and the greatest of all graces to those who shall recite the rosary. The special protection of Our Lady, isn't that what kept this man from being drugged down to hell, even though he didn't complete the rosary? The third is that the rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. Isn't that what Our Lady gave the rosary to St. Dominic Guzman to begin with, which allowed him to destroy that heresy? In fact, there are no Cathars to this day, no more Albigensians. The Dominican order, through the power of the rosary, destroyed it completely in Spain and throughout the world. The fourth promise, the recitation of the rosary will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will help them to withdraw their hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and it will lift them up to a desire of eternal things. Oh, that souls would sanctify them by this means. If you find that you yourself are carried away by worldly concerns, desires, or vanities, when you pray the rosary, they flee. The fifth promise is that the soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of my holy rosary will not perish. She's talking about the second death. The sixth promise is that those who recite my rosary devoutly by applying themselves to all the consideration of its sacred mystery shall never be conquered by misfortune. In his justice, God will not chastise them, nor shall they perish by the unprovided death, meaning that they will not be unprepared to go to heaven. Sinners shall convert. The just shall persevere in the grace and become worthy of eternal life. The seventh promise is that those who have true devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Remember, I said that to you in the years ago, even during a worldwide pandemic and lockdowns, and even wicked bishops who tell priests they should not give sacraments during such a time. The eighth promise of the rosary is this, that those who faithfully recite the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his graces. And at the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. The ninth promise is that I shall deliver from purgatory all those who have been devoted to the rosary. And so what we see is that Our Lady herself will come down to purgatory in order to bring those souls devoted to her rosary out personally. Mama Mary will come and take you out. What a great grace. What about the tenth promise? Is that the faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven, meaning that if you pray the rosary, you're not going to be one of the ones who just barely got in. You're going to be one of the great ones, which means what? that from heaven, you're going to be able to be all the more powerful to be able to pray for those who you leave behind. So you'll have no need or for fear on the day of your death. For you know that if you pray the rosary faithfully in your life, guess what? You're going to be all the more powerful for those you leave behind. A greater grace than being here on earth. What about this? You'll have the promise 11. By the recitation of the rosary, you shall obtain all that you ask of me. Confidence that Our Lady hears your prayers when you pray the rosary. The 12 promises of those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in all of their necessities, meaning she will come down, the Queen of Heaven, to help you in every difficulty, whether it's within the world or even within the struggles that we have in our hearts. 13th promise, I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the Rosary shall have for intercessors the entirety of the celestial court during their life and especially at the hour of their death. When you pray the Rosary, what does that mean? But you're not alone. Our Lady says the whole of the celestial court joins you in that moment, especially so at the hour of your death. Another reason not to fear death when you pray the Rosary. Number 14, all who recite the Rosary are my beloved children and the brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. And the last promise, the 15th promise, is that devotion for my Rosary is a great sign of predestination. What does that mean? It means if you pray the Rosary, it's a sign that you're going to make it to heaven. So when those thoughts creep in and say, maybe I'm not worthy, maybe I can't make it, maybe my sins are going to come back and hit me upside the back of the head and I'm going to fall into a sin and then die instantly in some sort of way and lose salvation. No. Our Lady says, if you pray the Rosary, that itself is a sign that you are predestined. You're predestined that you're going to make it to heaven. Pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary. Pray Our Lady's Rosary. Just as we spoke about on Sunday, Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord himself will fight for you. All you have to do is remain still. All the more, Our Lady says, if you pray my rosary, then I too, the Queen of Heaven, will fight on your behalf in every single way possible. And so you have no need for any fear or anxiety in this earthly life. For I will make you one of my great ones in this world and in the next world. Trust in Our Lady's promises. St. Dominic Guzman did, and that's why he's one of the greatest saints the Church has ever known, and the heresy he fought never has been seen again on this earth. So too, in your struggles and difficulties within our parish, within your world, within our family, within our nation, even within your own heart, Our Lady wishes to triumph. Just take her up on her promises. Do the most easy thing you can do, is to pray the Rosary. I ask you in a special way to keep in your prayers a man by the name of David Zamora, who I anointed and gave his last sacraments today. I told him and his family, I would remind you to pray for him as well. For soon, he's going to be one of the ones who is passed from this life into the next life. Through our prayers and through the Rosary, he will pass through purgatory. And it is our hope that he'll become one of the great ones in heaven as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.